Okay, my name is Jeannie, and we're here in Haines, Alaska, and I'm here to talk to my friend Patty about something that happened a long time ago.
And I'm Patty, and I live in Haines, and Jeannie's my friend, and I'm here because she asked me to come and talk about this event in 1991. It was a little bit traumatic for Jeannie.
Well, back in 91, my husband Paul and I were in a very bad car accident. And, you know, being, I don't know if victim is the right word, but the person involved in it, I think our bodies naturally just black out. And so I don't remember much at all other than knowing we were about to have an accident. So I just had glimpses, like I had a glimpse when I was being put in a truck, a glimpse when we were at the clinic, a glimpse in the medevac to Seattle, my only private jet, and I was sleeping the whole way. And then I woke up in Seattle in the emergency room, and there's Patty, and she's just leaning over with her big smile.
So the events from that night, I gather you were driving the car home and you were coming along Letnikoff, and there was a porcupine in the road. You swerved so that you wouldn't hit it, and kind of overcompensated, I think, a couple ways and hit a piece of wood along the parking lot there. And it flipped your car, and you rolled the car several times, I think, and you were thrown from the car. It was pretty upsetting, and that's probably why Paul doesn't talk about it very much.
I was driving. My husband, Paul, was in the passenger seat, mm-hmm. So he braced himself and stayed with the car.
Right. So back to the next morning when Terry came by our house. I mean, she told us and said you were in Juneau and that you were going to be medevac to Seattle, or maybe already had been medevac to Seattle. And I just said, I got to go down there, Kip. I have to go, you know. And so when I said that, we decided I would go. I mean, we didn't even think twice about it, Jeannie. We just took off and came down. And so, yeah, we went in to see you. And I do remember leaning over you and just saying, hey, hi, Jeannie. You know, I'm here. And
we always said you had a 100-watt smile. But you did that another time later on at the hospital when I was upset. And you leaned over, and I know I looked horrible. And you said, you look beautiful.
But it turns out you had broken your neck, and you had a big wound on your head. And we were there for a long time.
Yeah. So I just also was wondering, you know, your conversation with Kip. Here, there was a wedding coming up, and you didn't know how long you'd be gone. And I just wondered how that went.
You know, we didn't really even stopped to think about it. He was totally supportive. He's always totally supportive. And he just said, yeah, go. But he, at home, stayed, and I think with our friend Terry, they set up a medical fundraising auction for you guys to help with the medical bills. That's one of the wonderful things about living in our small community of Haines, Alaska, that when someone needs help, people jump in there. It doesn't matter if you don't know them very well or not, but people are very willing to give.
And that's why I wanted to do this story. It seems like everybody gets so angry about politics, but when someone needs help,
yeah,
the community's there for them.
It's true. You know, political lines don't matter.
Yeah.
You know, petty arguments don't matter. The town comes together, and Haines is somewhat known as a divisive community, but really, we're pretty good.
Yeah. But there's something about being on the receiving end. And when we'd go out of the hospital and I'd have those tubes on me, I just felt like a freak. And the neck brace and everything. And then here in Haines, you just, once we landed, I felt safe.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell anybody your story because they know.
They know your story, yeah.
Yeah. I guess I can't put it in words what it feels like to have so much coming towards you.
Mm-hmm.
One thing is everybody, you know, would say, oh, you're so lucky that it wasn't worse. And we'd always feel like, well, we're not lucky we had a car accident, but we're lucky to live in Haines.